listening to Get Sports Radio.
Podcast. I am your host, Dan Klaskins. This is episode 19, Fantasy Happy Hour. It's our Friday in-season edition. We'll do them on Friday afternoons. This is the week one version, and today, September the 9th, 2017, we're coming at you across the internet and around the World Wide Web. You can subscribe to the podcast, of course, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud as well. You find it on your home for the podcast, GetSportsInfo.com. You can catch me there, of course. A lot of my stuff. We've got the studs, duds, and sleepers and rankings by my good friend James Rapine, and plenty of content to help you win this season in fantasy. Good stuff there as well, but the key is you found the podcast, and now we're going to help you win. Hopefully, you can tune in. We got a plan for the podcast coming out during the season. My goal really to do twice a week, try to get into that routine. Friday afternoons like today, we'll dive into what lies ahead on Sunday, get you caught up on the latest injury news, some takes and final takes from Thursday night action. Then I'll be back with a real quick hitter that I'll actually record Mondays while around Monday Night Football, get it out there on Monday night where we can put the final touches on the week that just wrapped up there on Sunday and take that first look at the waiver wire. So two podcasts a week. Now, I got to already tell you, next week is going to be a little tricky because I have some other commitments, so we'll actually be doing the Friday podcast on Wednesday. But if you subscribe, you'll know when it comes out, and you always want to follow me on Twitter at Dan Klaskins as well to keep up on the latest news. And you know, I do answer fantasy questions there. I get a lot of people that send me a lot of questions, and as I've been saying all summer long, a lot of new commitments, things going on, including this podcast, and to try to help others and as many as possible, I simply can't answer every single question out there. I love engaging with my followers and talking fantasy with everybody, but I can't get to them all. So there'll be scheduled times I will be there for you, and scheduled social media things like Twitter takeovers. I'll be doing some of those at Pro Football Focus Fantasy on their Twitter account, on the Get Sports Info Twitter account here at the podcast. I'll be podcast listeners will get the insight on when I'll be answering questions there. And this Sunday, I can tell you, my first guaranteed time to be there, it's going to actually be on Periscope. So you want to follow me on Twitter at Dan Klaskins. Follow me on Periscope. This Sunday morning for week one, I'll be there at 10 a.m. answering every question that comes in during that time. You want some guaranteed answers? You want me to answer every question you send me with a timely response? Well, you can. It's just a premium service, folks. It costs less than a buck a week. If you really value my advice and value your pursuit of a fantasy championship, it seems like an easy proposition. Learn more about that. Go to GetSportsInfo.com. Click on Fantasy Football at the top there and just look for fantasy advice. Of course, you can get that free fantasy advice with a subscription there as well. So check out the great deals I have on Pro Football Focus, where I also write. My rankings live there now. You can get those as part of the PFF Edge or Elite packages. And like I said, I got great deals there. Check it out. So enough of that. Let's talk a little bit about what is now happening in fantasy football, and that is turning the page. The drafts are over. The auctions are over. Thank the Lord. And I got to tell you, I'm a little wore out. This year kicked my butt in August, especially there at the end. A lot of drafts, a lot of online mishaps in nearly every league I was in, seemingly. Ended up with 13 season-long teams, and always interested to look at the shares of guys I have, the shares of guys I don't. Some of it intentional, some of it not. But now it's time to turn the page, to getting into that lineup mode. Last night, of course, we'll get to the game in a minute, but the season kicked off. 213 days we went without a real football game. It came on Thursday night when the Patriots and the Chiefs tangled. And now you got to get your mindset in that mentality. And I can tell you, I think people get a little too cute in week one. Everybody's living in that DFS mentality world with their season-long leagues, trying to play these matchups. And Not saying it doesn't work sometimes, but in week one, I generally advise start your studs. There are cases where that's not. And you know, last night, if you would have told me, hey, I'm a little skeptical to start Hunt, a rookie who I've never really seen here against a heavy favorite like New England, where Vegas was expecting it there, I could have got it. Now, granted, it didn't work out if you stuck with your gut and started Hunt. And I did have him in as an RB2 in my ranks, but I wasn't crazy about the matchup. I have been crazy about the player, but bottom line is, one word of advice, if you drafted them in the first three, four rounds, chances are, barring injury or some other bye week stuff that's going on with Tampa Bay and Miami, you're going to more than likely start your studs. And speaking of Miami, I got to tell you, it's as excited as I am for football. It is really hard to fully enjoy it, watching this stuff, having good friends of mine that are like family to me down there, in the eye of the storm and doing their best to cope with this. Obviously, all those impacted throughout Houston and the Texas area previous to this, and now all the folks in Florida. You guys are on our mind. And fantasy, yeah, I get a little worked up about it sometimes. But we get these reminders that there's many more important things out there. So we will keep you in our prayers and thoughts. And if you have family or friends down there, we'll certainly do that as well. But let's get into what we've got to talk about here today. Quite a bit. I got to apologize. I intended to do one final preseason podcast, bold predictions for 2017. I had a few I wanted to share. I didn't get to it. I was signing up late for a few more drafts than I anticipated. So I'm going to squeeze a few bold predictions in here. But let's start with last night's game. And I'm not going to get too knee-deep into this. Hashtag my one more thing. It's my final signed-off on sometimes games, sometimes just rants and sports, but it's the name of my blog. Check it out, getsportsinfo.com/blog. And the Chiefs stunned the Patriots last night. The Patriots hoisting the trophy, and man, Kareem Hunt, I got to tell you, I said it recently. I don't know if it was on here or my SiriusXM fantasy show on Fantastics Insider Football, where you can catch me Saturday mornings on Sirius 210 XM 87, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. But I'll tell you right now, Hunt was a guy that before Spencer Ware went down, this was a guy that I was really targeting. And I nailed him in about half of my early drafts, which were only a few, but those were the shares I was able to get. And I was reaching at that time for round 5 and 6 because I was enamored with this kid coming out and into the draft from what I've seen, what I've read, who I've talked to. And when the opportunity got there with Ware was still blocking him a little bit, I think it was keeping the hype down and you were getting that value. Unfortunately, as Ware went down with the injury and now he skyrockets into round 2, I didn't get him a lot. And it wasn't because I was avoiding him. In hindsight, now I'm regretting maybe a DeMarco Murray share or so that I may have grabbed during that time. But I'll tell you what, the kid's the real deal. Looked the part last night, 246 yards all-purpose, 3 touchdowns. That is a record-setting rookie debut right there with those numbers. And he looked really good. And right now, I would say if I was drafting today, outside the top 3, including Elliott, assuming he's playing, we'll get to that in a minute, I would have to say, Kareem, you could make a strong argument at number 4 at this point based off of one game. Now, I'm not going that high. I want to see if his size, because I do question, can he handle the 20-plus touches a game over the course of the season? Will the rookie wear down? I like him a lot. I'm not prepared to put him in my top 5 just yet. Tom Brady on the other side of the ball here, I mean, that was definitely surprising. If you would have threw the 2 quarterback stat lines up in this game, I would have guessed Brady would have been the one to put up 368 yards and 4 touchdowns. But no, it was Alex Smith there. And I got to admit, I was wrong all about this Patriots game from the get-go. I was projecting 34-17. I figured the Patriots to win double digits here, coming out against a Kansas City offense that wouldn't be able to keep pace and using a pretty opportunistic defense to take advantage of Alex Smith and the home crowd. And it looked good early. They got off that first drive 7-0. Then Gronk had a touchdown for a minute that was eventually reversed because it hit the ground. But for a second, it was 14-0 on the scoreboard. When that touchdown came down, it was a whole different game. And, you know, you swing and you miss. I was backing off Kareem Hunt. Had him in my low, right around the 20-24 range, depending on your format, my ranks. Had Tom Brady number 1. I was very much high up on Brandon Cooks. It just didn't happen. And now Edelman's out, obviously, for the season. Now we know Amendola is already dealing with concussions. Surprise, surprise. And now, with Malcolm Mitchell being placed on IR, this once deep Patriots receivers core has now turned in a pretty shallow unit very quickly. Philip Dorsett, crying out loud, the first-round failure of the Colts that they picked up off the scrap heap. He was their wide receiver 3 last night. They're working out some receivers here. I don't know. They got to figure out something, but reason to be concerned. If you were thinking Brady was a 50-touchdown candidate, I would say after last night's game, you got to back off that a bit now. I do think he could still easily finish as top, elite quarterback 1 here, but there is reason for concern. I want to see a bounce back here to feel a little bit better. And final take was the Patriots backfield. We knew it was going to be a mess, and Rex Burkhead got the start, only 4 touches though, and Deion Lewis was on for 6 snaps. It was pretty much a 2-back committee here with them playing from behind. We saw a lot of James White, but he was getting involved on carries, a lot more carries and attempts and things that I was anticipating on. And of course, no surprise, the goal line guy for them was Mike Gillisley. Did get 3 rushing touchdowns, but also got stuck on some 4th and short situation there that proved to be a swinging moment of the game. So not an overall impressive night for Gillisley by any measure, but he did get 3 touchdowns. So if you were able to start him, and he's going to be a touchdown dependent RB2, it's going to have some low floor weeks in there, so you just need to prepare, and anytime you deal with that backfield, it is certainly a situation where you're rolling the dice and taking your chances. What other things are we watching for in week 1 now that we look ahead to Sunday? Obviously, as I come to you today, word has not yet broken on this decision with Ezekiel Elliott. I'm not going to get into this. I'm really tired of talking about it. It doesn't matter. I'm not on the jury. I am not a judge. So my opinion on whether he should play or not does not matter. I've been saying that really over and over here. And what I do know is he's going to play in week 1. He's going to play Sunday night. He's going to play against the Giants. And I mean, I don't know how you can't think he's going to go off in this one. I've got him at number 2 at running back in my rankings at Pro Football Focus. And I really love him this week in fantasy. Now, that said, who knows? Will he be here in week 2? Will this be pushed off to next year? I don't know. At this point, if you took a chance on him, you're going to get a week out of him. You didn't, and it could turn out to be a lot more. The thing I'm also watching in Sunday night's football game is the status of the ankle of Odell Beckham Jr., a guy that I have at 4 in my rankings currently, at least in the standard ranks there at PFF. But I'll tell you, I'm looking at this. You better have a backup plan, because I think he's going to play, but I don't know. And he plays Sunday night. So you've got that game Sunday night. You've got 2 Monday night games. So a lot of options there. If you had to put him in your flex to give you more, just than receivers to choose from, do it. But monitor this closely, and we'll see how it goes. Jamison Crowder, good news on him. After popping up on the injury report yesterday, he was able to participate in individual drills on Friday. Don't really know why he's listed as questionable, but he fully expects to play now in week 1 against the Eagles. So other things I'm watching for outside of injuries, just some backfield situations. I mean, we got our eyes on Kareem Hunt. Okay, we're all in there now. What's going to go down with some of these other rookies? I'm anxious to see that. And some of these backfield battles. I mean, we saw New England sort of play itself out last night. I want to see what goes on in Cincinnati. I want to see what goes on in Seattle, New Orleans, Philadelphia. The Bengals situation is a mess. I mean, if you invested early in Mixon, it's real hard to get him in your lineup this week. He'll start, and he's going to be the guy getting the goal line work. Do I want to start him? No, you can't start Geo. He's probably 3rd on the list, so a precarious situation if you got Mixon right now. I mean, if you absolutely need him, put him in there. But if you got another option, you might want to let the rook play his way in. And the Seattle backfield, I mean, who knows? Procise, the clear role there is the passing down back. But you've got this youngster, Chris Carson, who had a great preseason. Eddie Lacy's looked like dog dirt. He's going up against his old team, though, in a return to Lambeau. So there's a little bit of that. And Thomas Rawls, earlier in the week, was dealing with a high ankle sprain and is now practicing. But, I mean, I'm not touching it. Not with that offensive line being as brutal as they are. I don't know. New Orleans, also want to see what happens here. How does Adrian Peterson, he's returning as well at home to Minnesota there. So another revenge game potential, but I'm not buying into it. I'm a little intrigued with one of the running backs, and we'll get to him a little bit later, and players I like more and like less. But Philadelphia, this is a game I do like the Eagles. Slightly to pull off the win here, which I'm probably going against the grain on this one. Of course, not that much. I mean, they are 1-point road favorite at last check, and pretty much a pick. I'm at Washington, but I don't know. The backfield, who knows how it's going to go down. I don't think anybody's going to get enough of a look to really be on your starting radar here in week number one. So let's get to our next topic of the day, and that's catching up on some of these bold predictions I missed out on. Like I said, I wanted to do a whole bold prediction podcast in episode 19 here, but we sort of ran out of time. So we didn't get to that. So I did, before we played too much of the season, I wanted to get to these. And man, this one's a lot harder to say after watching Kareem Hunt last night, but I did make it. I did go on record and I'll stick with it. I think Dalvin Cook of the Vikings will lead all rookie running backs in 2017. There's number one. Bold prediction number two, San Francisco's Brian Hoyer. He's going to finish as a top 20 fantasy quarterback. I really like Hoyer. I think the job security is there. If he can stay healthy, he's going to get enough garbage time here on a bad Niners team. He's got enough there that I think he can hit top 20 at quarterback, and that's pretty surprising. Ben Roethlisberger, on the other hand, he will not, I repeat, he will not end the season as a top 15 fantasy quarterback, and that is a bold prediction, of course, being that the guy is pretty much been a QB1 most of his career. But I'm concerned now. He's getting another year older. He's only played in 16 games three times his entire career, so I don't know if it's coming this season. I have one share of him, and it was just a carryover share in a deep keeper league, so not buying into Ben in 2017. I am buying into rookie Saints running back Alvin Kamara. I think he's going to have more fantasy points per touch in PPR leagues than either Mark Ingram or Adrian Peterson. I'm also not buying into LeGarrette Blount. I think he's going to score 5 rushing touchdowns or less for the Eagles in 2017. There's your fifth bold prediction. Bold prediction number 6, Zach Ertz will finish as a top 5 PPR tight end in 2017. And my final bold prediction for fantasy's season ahead, Tyler Eifert of the Bengals, he'll play in at least 13 games this year. Every other season, he has a season where he only misses a few games. They've been good fantasy seasons. Maybe that's ahead for the Bengal tight end as he enters a contract year. And one final prediction, not really fantasy related, but looking at divisions and records, I'm going to boldly predict that the Cleveland Browns, yeah, that same 1-15 from a year ago, will not finish last in the AFC North. I know that doesn't seem too bold, but if you follow the Browns, you know it is. So there's your bold predictions. Let's wrap up today's episode. We'll do it pretty much on a regular basis each week as we put in our 20-minute podcast here to get you everything you need there. And here's some guys I like more, I like less. Let's start at quarterback. And this is against the expert consensus rankings at fantasypros.com. You know, my rankings are there. They're up against all the gurus and all the experts in the industry. And this week, I'm going 3 spots ahead of the consensus. QB4 is where I have Cam Newton. I love his matchup this week. I think he's in for a great day. And I think in DFS, he might be a little contrarian because he hasn't played a lot this preseason. So I don't think everybody's going to be on him. I also like Carson Wentz in that regard. I got him 4 spots higher in the expert consensus. I've got him as my QB14. Love Bilal Powell, especially in PPR. But even in standard, I've got him as a top 20 running back. And my RB15 has him +5 there. I also 10 spots higher the expert consensus on that rookie Saints running back I was talking about, Alvin Kamara. I think he's going to get out of the gate. Now, he's going to have very limited touches here, so a very low floor. But I'm calling it right now. I think he's going to break a big play or two and do something against the Vikings. T.Y. Hilton and Kenny Britt, Paul Richardson, 3 wide receivers I like more. Hilton 6 spots higher. I think he's a high-end wide receiver too. Scott Tolzien, not a lot of people excited about playing Hilton this week, and I get it. Matchup's good, though. I think he'll win. I like Kenny Britt. I think the Steelers are going to put points on the board, and I think they will let the Browns do the same. Britt, my wide receiver 29, 7 spots ahead of his expert consensus. Paul Richardson, perhaps my favorite sleeper of the week at receiver. I look for the Packers to put points on the board. The Seahawks are going to have to keep up. Lockett's a little ding. They traded Jermaine Kearse. Paul Richardson, the wide receiver 2 on the depth chart, and the very sneaky play in the opening week. Like less players, I'm going to start at quarterback here, Carson Palmer. I get the matchups juicy. It's real juicy. If you look at last year's Lions, and there's not a reason to suggest Detroit's much different in this season on defense. However, I think Carson Palmer's got another year older here. I got him at QB 15. I see some people put him in their top 10. Even our own James Rapine at Get Sports Info is one of his sleepers and his studs, duds, and sleepers this week. But I'm not going to endorse starting Carson Palmer. So QB 15 is about as high as he's going on my board. RB 21 and four spots beneath the expert consensus. The rookie that I'm skeptical of this week, Leonard Fournette at running back. Houston, they're playing for Hurricane Harvey and getting this city back. J.J. Watt's raised, you know, $25-plus million or a zillion or whatever dollars he's raised. I mean, this guy is ready to take somebody's head off, as is this whole defense. They're going to stack the box. The rookie's getting nowhere. Finally, Joe Mixon, we talked about him. I'm eight spots beneath the expert consensus with my RB 35. And LeGarrette Blount, 10 spots there, running back, RB 42. Two players I'm not putting in my lineup if I don't have to. A couple receivers I don't like. We'll throw Dez Bryant and Stephon Diggs out. I've got them both in my top 24, but both of them six spots beneath that expert consensus ranking at wide receiver 16 and 22, respectfully. Well, that's a lot of info. I have so much more to talk about. If you get a chance, you can tune in to me Saturday mornings on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, the host of Fantastics Insider Football with my good friend James Adams. We're there at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, anytime on demand with the SiriusXM app. As a reminder, I will be doing a Periscope. Check it out on Twitter at Dan Klaskins. Follow me on Periscope as well. 10 a.m. this Sunday. We're going to mix it up. Different times, different days. But we're going to go week one game day, 10 a.m. there. So I'll take all your questions. You can also check out our email coach by going to Fantasy Football tab on Get Sports Info, email advice, sign up. Less than a buck a week, man. I will set your lineup for you, literally. Or at least give you my take on your lineup. And it's a guaranteed response. There's not really a lot of services out there in the industry like this one. So check that out there at GetSportsInfo.com. We are fresh out of time. I hope you enjoy the rest of this week one slate. I'll certainly be watching myself. I'll be back with the podcast. Like I said, we're going to do a quick hitter on Monday nights during the season where we'll hand out some game balls from the previous week and take that first look at your waiver wire. So until then, have a great weekend and enjoy week one of the NFL season. You've been listening to Dan Klaskins right here on the Get Sports Info podcast.
Get Sports Radio.